This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Chris Jansen.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Chris. And you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks. You know, I was actually on the bus this morning, and I overheard a conversation of two people talking, and the one girl was saying to her friend how she was all in a panic because she was asked to do something that was way outside of her comfort zone. And it started making me think, you know, the comfort zone is an interesting thing, and something, it's kind of a phrase that a lot of people use, and probably everybody uses it at a certain point in time, that in a very limiting way. We say, that's outside my comfort zone, therefore it's a bad thing.
Yes.
But it's not always a bad thing, is it?
Absolutely not. I mean, it's the way that we learn new things, new skills, and experience new things in life. Without going out of our comfort zone, we would basically never experience most of the things that life has to offer. Mm. We'd probably never even leave the house, to be honest.
Mm. But what happens when you is it as simple as you're either in your comfort zone or you're off the cliff into full panic mode?
Yeah, well, it's probably a good idea if we just sort of explore what exactly a comfort zone is, because I think that we, like you say, a lot of people use the terminology and usually phrase it in the way of, oh, I'm outside of my comfort zone. But if we actually talk about what is a comfort zone and what that means to most people, then maybe we can start. That would be a good place to start.
Mm. Yeah, and I think probably in simple terms, the comfort zone is doing stuff or being the person that you're used to being. And so it's something that you've repeatedly done before or multiple times that that you're very well, very used to and very comfortable with. But I think what the key thing is that it's often a case where people take very little action because they're just continuing to kind of live unconsciously and kind of follow the same patterns that they always have. And the problem comes is when people get bored with that.
Mm. Yes, absolutely. I mean, there are obviously people that are quite happy, you know, taking the same route every day, doing the same job every day. But I think what you're referring to there is the people that are thinking there must be something better than this.
Yeah. And I think a lot, and then when people get to that point when they say, "Yeah, I've always wanted to, or I would really like to, or there must be a better way," that often the barrier they have is they do start to label it as, "Ooh, but that's outside my comfort zone."
Yes.
Therefore, it's going to be very uncomfortable, or painful, or embarrassing, or I might fail. And what all that kind of stacks on top of itself, essentially it's fear. And what's interesting about the comfort zone is that's often where the fear lives while you're within your comfort zone, while you're staying in your comfort zone, rather than trying to expand that comfort zone into areas that perhaps while they push you outside your comfort zone, it doesn't have to be fearful.
Yeah, this almost a fine line, isn't there, really, between the fear that keeps you safe and comfortable in your comfort zone, and then the fear that you've been pulled or you've fallen so far out of your comfort zone that you just become completely paralyzed with panic.
Yeah,
there's a very fine sort of area in between that, which I guess you would call your stretch zone.
Yeah, I think the thought of having a stretch zone is a very interesting one, because people do often think that it's one or the other. It's either comfortable or it's panic. Mm. But in between those, the stretch zone is really where I think is where excitement lives, because that's where you're doing things that are, you're learning new skills, you're meeting new people, you are taking on new challenges. With the intent there is that it's going to give you new experiences and really to, as you say, to take advantage of what life has to offer. But it's not that far outside of the comfort zone that you feel very vulnerable or very at risk of emotional or other damage.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a really good example I can think of immediately is when people and clients come to me and they say that they would like to be more social, or they would like to have more friends, or they've just moved to the area and they don't know anybody and that sort of thing, and they come to me and say, oh, you know, I'd really like to expand my social circle. Now, as soon as you say that, the first thing you sort of think is like being surrounded by, I don't know, 10 or 20 people. And to go from knowing nobody at all to knowing 20 people is a huge step. And you're going to end up in your panic zone whenever you think, I need to expand my social circle. Oh, my God, that means I need to meet and speak to and talk to and find out and get to know 20 people immediately.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. So that's a good example where you can just, as I would say, you can dial that back and say, okay, I don't need to meet. I want to expand my social circle, but I don't need to kind of interview people who I'd want to interact with. It's more about just dialing that back and saying, okay, well, who do I know, and could I meet one new person this week, and could that expand into two people or four people the following week? But starting off small in an area that you again feel comfortable with, you're still kind of achieving the outcome that you're after in terms of expanding that social circle, but you're doing it in a way that isn't boring and doesn't keep you where you are, but it doesn't set you off into uncomfortable panic.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the examples that I can think of my trying to get myself out of my own comfort zone a few years ago, I found myself going to the same bar sort of day in, day out, not every day, but it was the same bar with the same people. And it actually got to the point where I realized I was even standing in exactly the same spot,
right,
in the same bar, right next to a certain corner of the bar. And it was like, oh my God, I've turned into that you know,
that,
late 60s, 70 year old.
That guy standing in the corner of the bar.
Exactly. That was me. And I was thinking, oh no, what have I done? I've turned into this old person already, and I'm only, at the time I was like 23 or 24. So I thought, I've got to just do something slightly different. So I ended up doing something completely random and just signing up for a starter course in British Sign Language and learning to sign.
Oh, very interesting.
And it was really great fun. I really enjoyed it. And I only did it for 10 sessions or 10 weeks, but it gave me a little bit out of, it got me a little bit out of my own social circle. I got to meet a load of new people that were all from all walks of life and had all different reasons for being there. And it was just a fantastic experience. And now when I meet a deaf person, they're absolutely delighted when, although my signing is very basic, they're delighted that I have the ability to communicate with them. Yeah. And it's a wonderful experience that I can now treasure going forward.
Fantastic. So looking back on that, before you actually took the action to do that, did that feel like something that was in your comfort zone, in your stretch zone, or in your panic zone?
I think initially when I realized I was so snug and warm in my comfort zone that, you know, I was in desperate need of some serious help, it took me a while to find something that I was A, interested in, and B, didn't worry me too much.
Yes.
I wanted to do something that I would that would be relatively easy to access. So it was relatively local. It's easy to get to and easy to get away from if I found that I didn't want to do it at all. So it was something that I'd found, and it took me a while. And then when I did sign up for it, they didn't do them all the time, so I actually had to wait several weeks for the next course to start. So there was a little bit of anticipation as we got closer and closer to the course starting.
Well, I was going to say, in anticipation is a nice word, because as always, when you want to try something new, or you're going after some you know, an outcome that you're after or a goal, when you start to put that plan in place and you start to actually feel like you can actually see it happening, that initial fear of, oh, I could never do that, starts to turn into perhaps then it's a challenge of, well, how could I do that? And that actually then starts to evolve into that anticipation of, I think I will do that. And ultimately it comes into really excitement and ultimately into a passion for taking up new, whether it's new hobbies or new challenges or new goals that really will expand your comfort zone.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was definitely a great experience, and I got to meet some great people, and I've taken away with me some skills that I'll be able to use, into the future for a long time yet.
Yeah. So I think it would be an interesting exercise for our listeners is to, even if, you know, maybe think of an area where you haven't been taking the right action you'd want to, or you feel that you are kind of stuck in your comfort zone, and really get clear on what you would really like to do. And I think in parallel to that is perhaps think of an area in your past where you used to think that you couldn't do something, or you would never try something. But now you're doing it actively in your life on a regular basis or on an easy basis. Mm. And you can probably take some lessons from that if you compare those two situations, looking back on a past success and looking forward into what your current opportunity is right now.
Yeah. I mean, for me, the warning sign was really when I found that I was doing the same thing repeatedly over and over again, to the point where it was completely and utterly predictable. My entire evening, I knew who was going to turn up, who was going to leave, what time were they going to leave, what drink I was going to have. It was just one monotonous evening after another. So if you find yourself in that situation where things just become so automatic that you don't really appear to be living your life anymore, you're just simply existing.
Exactly.
If you have the desire to change that and the desire to make some difference in your life, then it's time to start considering taking that tiny little first step out of your comfort zone.
Exactly. And certainly coaching is an area that can really help in that area, to give an outside perspective and to give you a fresh perspective on how to set up that plan, or how to really get clear in your mind as to what you could do to get yourself along the path to really going after what you want, yeah. Which may be still in your comfort zone, but it could definitely be in your stretch zone. And yes, that's one thing that coaches can really do, is to help you to plan things so it doesn't automatically end up in your panic zone.
Absolutely. It's a really safe way of putting yourself out and getting into your stretch zone, yeah, by using a coach, yeah, to do it in a controlled manner, almost like a sort of a controlled experiment, yeah, that you can work out what your plan is going to be to stretch yourself just enough to make sure that you start to progress and start to grow.
Yeah. So if anyone's interested, they can contact Paul or myself. You can contact Paul at paul@actionpodcast.com or chris@actionpodcast.com. And I think that's all the time we have for tonight, Paul.
That is great. Thanks very much, Chris.
So in summary, when you're thinking about your comfort zone, just remember that it's not black or white. It doesn't mean if you're in your comfort zone, you're safe, and if you're outside, you've stepped off the cliff. Pick one area that you'd like to expand your comfort zone, and decide what will stretch you in a safe way. Good luck and have fun.